1420 AM, W248 DE, Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Hurricane Ernesto is gaining strength as it continues lashing parts of the Caribbean. Weather Channel meteorologist Jim Cantore.
The wave action already starting to propagate out toward the United States for Friday, especially toward the Outer Banks, and then the Northeast Coast as we get into Saturday and Sunday, and then eventually up toward Maritime Canada.
Donald Trump's running mate J.D. Vance on the stump today near Grand Rapids, Michigan.
This is the greatest country in the world. The American dream is still real, and we are here to fight, to protect it, and to build upon it. Every single day, that's what we're going to do.
Trump's rallying voters now in Asheville, North Carolina. And there is uncertainty around the latest round of ceasefire talks as tensions grow in the Middle East. CBS's Jared Hill says Hamas will not be at the table this week.
The group is accusing Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu of not negotiating in good faith and using talks to prolong the war.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
This is Melissa Kay. Come party with us in the parking lot today from noon to 6 at WFHR and WIRI. We have lots of fun activities for the kiddos. 1690 2nd Avenue South.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Five incumbents in the Wisconsin legislature are going home after Tuesday's primaries. That's how many incumbents ran against each other under new maps. The winners are Republicans Elijah Behnke, Dan Knodel, Nate Gustafson, and John Spiros, and Democrat Dora Drake. Rebecca Cook is the winner in the 3rd Congressional District Democratic primary in western Wisconsin. James Kelly reports.
Cook faced off against Katrina Shankland and Eric Wilson on Tuesday for the right to take on Congressman Derek Van Orden in the general election this November. Her campaign focused on her lived experience as a former small business owner and growing up on a dairy farm to relate to voters.
Civic Media's James Kelly reporting. Meanwhile, Republican Tony Weed won his primary in Northeast Wisconsin's 8th District. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Unofficial election results are in after voters went to the polls yesterday. In the newly drawn 86th Assembly District, incumbent John Spiros received over 43% of the vote to Donna Roser's 31.7%. Spiros has served in that district for the past 12 years. The High Ground in Neillsville will host this year's Male Veterans Retreat in September. Veterans are invited to attend September 27th through the 29th. The weekend will focus on mindfulness, meditation, and meaningful connections. Veterans can relax and unwind while the High Ground Retreat staff take care of food and lodging. There will be team-building activities to promote collaboration, communication, and trust among veterans. Activities could include archery or equestrian therapy. Registration is required and space is limited. You can call 715-743-4224 for more details. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Game 3 of the Brewers and Dodgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers hoping to snap a 3-game losing streak tonight when they host the L.A. Dodgers again. The Dodgers winning last night 7-2. They hit 4 home runs, including one for second baseman Gavin Lux, who was drafted by the Dodgers back in 2016 out of Indian Trail High School in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Shohei Ohtani hit his 37th homer of the year. That's the most in the National League. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers back in Madison after breaking camp during a 2-week stay in Platteville. NFL, Packers getting ready to take on the Broncos in Denver Friday in a joint practice session. Quarterback Jordan Love.
I think it's good. Like I said, just be able to see somebody new, practice against a new team, and kind of that practice atmosphere where you get to see a lot more, and then you get to go back and break it down the film. So it's good to just be able to see new looks. You know, we've been going against our defense every day, so just be able to get a new feel on defense is always good.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love with sports on Mike Clemens.
Sunny and summery with high temperatures smacking those mid-80s. Clouds will be increasing tonight as the next storm system sits on our back doorstep, swinging showers and some storms in overnight tonight and throughout tomorrow, too. The biggest risk is the potential for flash flooding. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, 82 degrees.
Good afternoon, Wisconsin. Afternoon, everybody. Welcome to WFHR WIRI's Parking Lot Party. Woo! Woo! We're here to have some fun, everybody. We're gonna do that. We got a lot of great things going on. James and Melissa, to kick things off with you. Thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate the company and appreciate so many people coming down already today, Melissa.
Oh,
this has been a
so
blast.
Fun.
Woo! This has been exciting. We have got our adrenaline up, so keep that in mind, everybody. You might want to keep your radios in check a little bit.
Trying to keep us calm.
Yes, a little bit. We want to say hello to all of our friends out there who have stopped by. Big thank you to so many, Melissa, and a couple that we're going to be bringing on the air with us.
Oh, yeah.
We're looking forward to that. We're going to have our VFW on at about 4:20. Our community, Wood County Health Department, going to be joining us about 20 minutes later.
Mm-hmm.
We'll wrap up the hour with the Wood County Health Department. We're going to kick off next
with
hour.
With parents as teachers. That's so fascinating. I can't wait to hear more about that.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
We're also going to talk with our friend Joe from El Taco Social Food Truck.
Yeah, at the top of the 5 o'clock hour.
And we'll wrap things up in the 5 o'clock talking with Tom, our friend from Edge VR.
Oh, yeah. The kids have been loving the virtual reality in our lobby. It has been so fun to see. I put a video on our Facebook page with that and even showed what, because we could see what they were doing on the tablet that they could see. So it was really neat.
We've had we've been doing this since noon, and we've been having a great time doing this. We've been getting out a lot of great things. I want to say thank you to our friends that have been here since early on. A big thank you to our friends at WIC that stopped by for a bit. That was great to have them here. I want to thank our people from the Bike Share Program, our Wood County Health Department. Our VFW has not only been here, but I've noticed them a couple of times, like helping with
they
things around here.
They have been phenomenal. Huge shout out to Sean Plant and Misty Sorensen, because they showed up early. They helped me get the parking lot blocked off. They brought cones. I mean, you want somebody that's ready, invite the military.
Yeah, right. You know, they are a mainstay, everything we do from now on.
Absolutely.
We appreciate all them, and it's been a lot of fun here, not only, as Edge VR, helping with the kids and giving them stuff to do.
They've been doing sidewalk chalk. They got a bubble machine out there.
We will comment on our hula hoop contest a little bit later.
The results are in. But I may have already posted it on our Facebook page, James. I did.
That is perfectly okay. Along with all of the things we're doing here, all of this is certainly to get your guys' feedback, get you guys here, maybe get you signed up for the newsletter.
And that.
But we've also been trying to promote so many of these great people that are with us.
Mm-hmm.
I do want to send a special shout out to our friends at Family Natural Foods that stopped by as well.
Yes.
Good to see Kat.
Thanks,
and everything.
Katrina.
It was awesome. Heard you guys were doing some hula hooping yourselves.
We were. She beat me.
It's been fun. It's been so much fun, everybody. And we can't do this without you. So a big thank you to everybody that joined us. But Melissa, I want to kick off this hour with some new radio talent.
Yes, we have been. Oh, my goodness, James. I've been having so much fun with these kiddos. They are phenomenal. I cannot wait for you to hear these kids. They have been recording. Most of them have chosen radio DJ, music DJ.
Yes.
So you're not going to get to hear the song that they're introducing because we're just going to, you know, be careful with that.
Copyright and all that.
But you'll get to hear their intros that they helped me. I helped them script it, but they picked their own DJ name. They picked their own song. They wrote their intro. They wrote their description. We got a news reporter. We've got a sports broadcaster. So, and then they got to load these onto these wonderful little USB drive wristbands that have our call numbers on them. Take these home and share it with their family and friends.
It's so cool.
And the music ones, they got to keep the song on the wristband too.
That's awesome.
We're just not going to play it on the radio.
Right, but that is really cool and a great idea. We're still open, everybody.
Yes, we're here till 6, so you want to come on down and try out a radio job, even if you're not a kid.
Yeah.
You can come try it. Why not?
Might even find a new passion. I know that's what happened to us.
Oh, they're having such a good time. And these kids naturally sound awesome.
And we can't just talk about this.
No,
we got to play it.
We're going to play them. We're going to play some of these for you.
We're going to get these in for you here before we go to our first break.
I'm going to head on out, James.
Yes.
You keep going.
Thank you, Melissa. Thank you for kicking things off with us. We appreciate you. So I'm going to go ahead and go to the kids' voices here, and we're going to start things off first with Noah, music DJ here. Noah.
You're tuned into the WKID radio. That's right, Wisconsin Kid Radio, where you'll only hear songs that are approved by us, the kids. I'm your musical DJ host, Noah. Next up for your listening delight is one of my all-time favorite songs. This song has a cool rap at the end. Now here's Rap God by Eminem. Stick with me, your host, Noah, on WKID radio.
How good was that? Noah, you killed it. You did awesome, man. Nicely done, Noah. That was awesome. Big thank you to Noah for sharing his talents with us. Here is Bailey Nico, music DJ Bailey Nico. Let's go.
You're tuned in to WKID Radio. That's right, Wisconsin Kids Radio, where you'll only hear songs that are approved by us kids. I'm your musical DJ host, Bailey Nico. Next up for our listening delight is one of my all-time favorites. This song has a good beat and tells about life or what could happen in life. Now here's This Is What Heartbreak Feels Like. Stick with me, your host, Bailey Nico, on WKID Radio.
Wow, that was really good, Bailey. Nice job, Bailey. Woo, that was really good. I'm already starting to feel a little bit worried about my job. I'm starting to think that my job might be in danger, everybody. We're going to go ahead and go to Jack in sports. Jack.
This is Jack on WFHR and WIRI. I'm here at the football game. The Dolphins are facing off against the Packers. This will be the record-breaking game with the Packers on a winning streak and the Dolphins just one step behind. If the Packers win, they'll head to the Super Bowl to face the Panthers. If the Panthers win, they'll have a chance to break their own record with a comeback story for all time. Stick with me, Jack, and catch every play during our live coverage of football on WFHR and WIRI, your locally grown radio station.
How good was that, everybody? Jack, well done. Nice work, Jack. To the parents out there that let their kids do this and everything, first off, thank you so much. We really do appreciate it. Not only do you never know what spark might start in a kid from doing something like this. We're not just saying maybe they'll work in radio. Maybe they'll work in something that is similar to radio. Who knows what the spark might start there. But also to all the parents, we might need your kids to come back and fill out a W-2 because they're very good. They're very, very good at this. We might have some new employees starting up. DJ V now.
You're tuned into WKID Radio. That's right, Wisconsin Kid Radio, where you'll only hear songs that are approved by us, the kids. I'm your musical DJ host, DJ V. Next up, for your listening delight, is one of my all-time favorite songs, this song. It has notable artists that I personally listen to, a lot of people I associate with listen to this song as well as me. It's called Central C and Lil Baby Making Band for Band, the song. Stick with me, your host, DJ V, on WKID Radio.
Nice job, DJ V. Nice job. Really good work right there. I'm telling you, we got some future. The future of radio looks awfully bright, everybody. This has been a lot of fun. These kids are doing a great job. Again, we are going to be doing this. Our WFHR WIRI parking lot party is going to be going strong until 6. Come on by, say hi, get yourself some food, maybe spin our wheel and win some games or win something, win a prize, win a shirt, all this fun stuff. And if you get the chance, we'd really appreciate you being able to drop off any non-perishable food items for our food bank or something for our Southwood County Humane Society, maybe for the pets, any of the above that you're able to do. We greatly appreciate it, everybody. We got one more kid voice for now. We might have some more coming later. We'll see. But for right now, we're going to wrap up with DJ Kai. DJ Kai, I believe it's DJ Kai here.
Tuesday to WKID Radio. That's like Wisconsin Kid Radio. Here, DJ Kai Anthony. Next up, my favorite song, Go Cubs Go. Stick with me, your host, Mr. DJ Kai, on WKID Radio.
Oh, that was amazing. Nice work, kids. Nice work, kids. I got to be honest with everybody. This is going to be one of the best things I ever do in my career. This is awesome. This is already awesome. We're just getting going here. We're just getting things started. We, again, will be joined by some good friends of ours in just a little bit. Sean Plant is going to join us from VFW Post 2534. Looking forward to talking with Sean. It's going to be a good conversation, as always, and we'll have some more great ones coming up for you, everybody. Stop on down, pick up some food, enjoy yourself, and have some fun here at the WFHR WIRI parking lot party. And keep in mind, one of the things that we're looking forward to doing is talking to you, hanging out with you, you know, this has been great. We were already having a great time. And I'll be honest with you, this has already been a success. But one of the most successful parts about this is us getting to interact with you, not only to talk about what you may like about WIRI or what WFHR, things that you would like to see about in our stations. Certainly that kind of thing is something we're enjoying talking with you about. I've already had at least four or five conversations off the top of my head about this. It's been great to talk with all of you. And no middleman, no computer screen or anything like that. Just face-to-face, local radio, the way it should be. And I do want to send a gigantic shout out to the Civic Media family that is giving us the opportunity to do these things, not only emboldening us and investing in us, to be quite blunt, but also giving us the opportunity to have fun and do things like this. And we are not going to stop here, everybody. We are looking forward to doing more of this. And while we're at it, I should remind everybody, the phone lines are open, 715-424-2600. If you can't stop on by, you can call in and go ahead and share some thoughts with us or anything above. We'd love to hear from you. Do want to remind you that normally, programming-wise, on Wednesday, we would be doing Midday Magazine. Be sure to join us Monday through Friday, 4 to 5, for Midday Magazine. We get an opportunity to have a dialogue like no other, where we talk with a lot of local community people, get to community events, and have a darn good time while we're at it. You know, be sure to join us for that. And of course, on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 5 to 6, Playmakers, our sports show, our sports call-in show, I should say, where you guys run the show. Me or Randy or Seth or Michael might be here talking, but it's really your show. So we'd love to have you join us Monday, Wednesday, Friday for Playmakers, proudly brought to you by Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out here in Wisconsin Rapids. Speaking of the gang at Quality Plus, shout out to Phil and the team, not only joining us earlier today with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. That was a lot of fun, Phil. A great choice. But it was good to see you, man. Good to see you, Phil. Thanks a lot for stopping by. This is what we're doing. This is what we're about, everybody, is supporting local, doing local things like this. We're looking forward to doing more and more as we go along. We will take our first time out, get our first time out out of the way, and take care of our sponsors and our partners here. When we come back, we are going to be joined by the VFW of 2534. Looking forward to talking with Sean in just a little bit right here on WFHR WRI's Parking Lot Party.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
Hey guys, this is Laura, and I am down at the party on the roundabout, and hey, why aren't you here? I'd love to see you. Come on down. We've got food trucks. We've got stuff. Come on down.
Attention Badger fans, the countdown to kickoff is on. Get ready for Wisconsin football this fall as single game tickets are now available with select games starting at just $35. Don't miss out on big Badger matchups including Oregon and Penn State, all on the home turf. Secure your seats today and experience the excitement and energy of Badger football at Camp Randall Stadium this season. For more information on single game tickets, call 1-800-GO-BADGERS or visit uwbadgers.com. That's uwbadgers.com.
A lot of us were alive to remember. For some, it's just legend. The 1982 Brewers World Series run. Join us this Thursday, noon to 2 on the All Ball Show as we welcome Kelly Call, producer, and Sean Hannish, director and producer of Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 82 Milwaukee Brewers. We're giving away 4 tickets to the Brewers game and 4 tickets so you can be at the world premiere on September 13th. Join us on Thursday.
The Todd All Ball Show, weekdays noon till 2.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Showers and thunderstorms tonight and tomorrow. Low tonight in the mid-60s. High tomorrow, mid-70s. A stray storm and partly sunny Friday. High, low 70s. The weekend looks nice with sunshine, a high around 80 on Saturday, low 80s for Sunday. It's 82 right now.
Welcome back, everybody. It is WFHR, WIRI's Parking Lot Party, live remote. We are here having some fun and appreciate you all joining us. Right now, joining us on the lines here are our good friends from the VFW Post 2534. We have Sean Plant with us. Sean, thank you so much for being here, man.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate the time, as always, and certainly appreciate everything from our VFW, what they put into our communities, what they do, and including things like this, not only hanging out with us here today and being here, but also I saw you running around around and helping with stuff all over. Nobody asked. You just get up and do stuff, man. I cannot thank you enough for that.
That's the way we roll.
Right on, right on. Sean, we got some things we're going to cover today. Where do you want to start?
First off, we will be at the Kellner Corn Fest this weekend. That's coming up out in Kellner. We'll be roasting corn, dollar an ear for roasted corn.
Nice.
We'll be serving on Friday, August 16th from 5 to 8 p.m., and then we'll be serving again on Saturday, the 17th from 11 a.m. till 9 p.m. So
that's going to be a good time. The Kellner Corn Fest is one of those things that we look forward to every year. That's going to be a blast. Sean, have you guys gotten to do this before?
Yep, we've been doing Kellner Corn Fest for quite a few years.
I can't think of how many
it's
been. But
it's been a while, yeah.
Yeah. This is one of those mainstays, one of those events that we all look forward to, and everybody loves corn on the cob. There's no bad way to have that. It's going
to
be a blast. That's going to be a fun event. Looking forward to it. And you got something else coming up as well.
Yep, right now we've got our ultimate car raffle going on. We're raffling off a 1972 Pontiac Le Mans Sport 400 cubic inch engine, V8 automatic transmission. It's $50 a ticket. There's only 1,000 tickets sold. And the drawing will be on Veterans Day or whenever we get all the tickets sold, and the money raised from this raffle is going to go to put new siding on the VFW hall. We just did put a new roof on it this spring, and now the siding needs to get updated. So,
well, real good to hear, man. First off, it's an amazing car when just the picture of it makes you want to just stare at it and just like look around it and everything. That is a nice vehicle right there.
Oh, yeah.
It's good to hear what this is being raised for, to be honest. Now, our VFW does an amazing job putting into this community and doing different events like the Corn Fest and something like this and so many other events that you guys are at. So often it's to help others and raise attention and awareness for others and everything. Mm-hmm. I understand why, but I appreciate you guys being able to do something for you guys and something for the VFW. That is really good to hear and very deserving. We want to make sure to be a part of that.
Much appreciated. I mean, we got to keep the lights on and the building and the building standing. So, you know.
That building you're talking about, man, we always want to encourage people when VFW is having open houses or having events over there, check that out. Certainly brat fries throughout the summer and everything. We want to make sure to attend those because it's not just supporting our vets, as every one of us should be doing and honored to do, but it's also the VFW supporting their communities and supporting their areas. More times than not, these events are for that.
Absolutely. Next weekend actually is our Buddy Poppy Drive, which is August 23rd and 24th. We'll be at 8 different locations around town and handing out Buddy Poppies. This year we have the standard paper flowers, mm-hmm. and then we also have what are called the tin blooms this year. It's a little metal clip to go on like a hat brim or whatever.
Yeah.
It's a little something new thrown into the mix. And all of the money from Buddy Poppies turns around and goes right back into all the veterans charities that we donate back to, the TOMA long-term care program, the Veterans Home at King, the state emergency relief program, the unmet needs program, the VFW National Home in Eaton Rapids, Michigan, and all of these other veterans-based charities that we donate back to. We normally bring in about $8,000 during our Buddy Poppy season, but then we turn around and donate over $10,000 back to these different charities.
You know, when you sign up to be a part of our military, there is a time where you can leave the service and go into civilian life and these things, but you never stop being a soldier.
No.
You never stop doing more and finding ways to incorporate and to be a part of your community or do different things to do just as you would as a soldier.
Absolutely.
And it's so evident and something that I refuse to normalize. Going back to my grandparents or anybody else that I've been around that have served, and I remember my grandfather messed his back up bad. And he had these plans later on to do something at the VFW that we were at in Chicago and everything. And none of us thought he was going to be able to do it. He was just out of commission. Got up and still did it. And he did not think 2 seconds about this. We're all like, Jack, what are you doing? This and that. He's like, this is what you do. This is what we do. This is it. It just is so evident and so appreciated, man. Those locations you mentioned, do you know those off the top? Do you know some of
them?
Yes,
we'll be
I don't want to put you on the spot.
We'll be at Walmart. We'll be at East Grand IGA will be at, or I'm sorry, Baker Street IGA, mm-hmm. West Grand IGA, Ace Hardware, Pick and Save, and the Lincoln Street Quick Trip and the Quick Trip on Highway 54.
Excellent, excellent. We're looking forward to that. And again, appreciate what you guys are doing there. Let's go one more time before we let you get moving on here and everything. One more time, go over the events we were talking about just before.
All right, we got the Kellner Corn Fest this weekend out in Kellner between Mickey's Tip Up and the Kellner Club. We'll be roasting corn, dollar and ear, on Friday the 16th from 5 to 8 p.m. And then again on Saturday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Excellent. Excellent, Sean. And one more event we wanted to make sure to mention.
And then we got our car raffle for the 72 Pontiac Le Mans, $50 a ticket, only 1,000 tickets sold. And the drawing will be on Veterans Day or whenever we get all the tickets sold. So.
Excellent. Excellent, man. We appreciate this. Appreciate you guys being here today. Again, thank you so much for all you do, Sean. And we'll talk before you take off, okay, man? We'll talk
Absolutely.
Soon. Thanks for the time, man. We'll take a quick time out, check in with our partners. Actually, we're going to get into our state and local news and sports. We'll do that. We'll come back and have some more fun. We've got good people joining us coming up from the Wood County Health Department and El Taco Social and plenty more here at WFHR WIRI's Parking Lot Party.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance will campaign in Milwaukee Friday. Democratic vice president Kamala Harris plans to rally in Milwaukee next Tuesday. Both campaigned in Eau Claire last week. One hiccup in Wisconsin on primary election day. Voters in the Douglas County town of Summit had the wrong assembly race on their ballots. Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf says there's nothing in state law about what happens next.
And so the county clerk, the municipal clerk, and the ballot canvassers, the chief inspectors, they're all going to have to work together in part of a public process to figure exactly what the best course of action is going to be here.
The mistake affects no more than about 700 voters. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Police are looking for two people who trespassed and stole from a property in the town of Richfield. The Adams County Sheriff's Office said on Sunday, August 11th, two individuals entered a building in the 200 block of Cottonville Avenue. The same two suspects trespassed on the property earlier in the month. You can see pictures on the Adams County Sheriff's Office Facebook page. If you have any information or can identify the suspects, you can contact Deputy McCormick at 608-339-3304. A section of County Highway T will be closed intermittently today. Wood County Highway Department crews are patching pavement on County Highway T between U.S. Highway 10 and County Highway N. Culverts were replaced this spring and summer, and paving crews will be working to patch those areas. Please avoid the area so crews can complete their work by 4 p.m. today. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
I'm Ashley. Our WFHR and WIRI party is going on now. Join us on the roundabout on 2nd Avenue South, Wisconsin Rapids, for food, fun, and more.
You're at the game with your girl, and you're going to pop the question. So you take a big swig of overpriced liquid courage. You pull the ring out of your pocket, get down on one knee, and then she says,
I need to go to the bathroom.
And you realize... whole stadium is watching.
Proposing on a Jumbotron? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells? Better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now, that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs. Whether it's music or anything else, I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Showers and thunderstorms tonight and tomorrow. Low tonight in the mid-60s. High tomorrow, mid-70s. A stray storm and partly sunny Friday. High low 70s. The weekend looks nice with sunshine, a high around 80 on Saturday, low 80s for Sunday. It's 82 right now.
Welcome back, everybody. WFHR, WIRIs. I was trying to think of what I wanted. We'll go with parking lot party.
Yeah.
It feels like an open house. It feels like a house party. There's so many different words we could use
This is the most active I've ever seen this place.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
It has been so much fun, Beth. And Beth is joining us right now. It's a horrible intro to you.
Hi, everybody.
Beth, our good friend who co-hosts with us on our morning show all the time. And, of course, Reverend Other Moravian Church here in town.
Mm-hmm.
Beth, I saw you and I'm like, I could steal Beth and get some time out of her. I could make her work a little bit.
You just have to work that out with my husband, that's all.
And that actually kicks things off because I wanted to thank you for letting us bower your husband all day. We appreciate that. Thank you so much for that. A shout out to Seth and the great work he's doing over there. Beth, you guys always do good work in this community at the Moravian Church. It's one of the reasons we love working with you guys and love having you on the air. And you have a couple of things going on currently and one coming up this Sunday, I believe.
Saturday.
Right? Saturday.
Saturday.
I knew I got that wrong.
Yeah.
This Saturday. I think one of the most Wisconsin and most awesome ideas I've ever heard. I honestly haven't heard of this kind of combination before.
I don't know what brought it on, but you know, with the farmer's market being just down the road, we're like, people are coming past our building anyway. Let's do something fun. So we're having a rummage sale and a brat fry at the same time.
Insanity. Mind blown. What a wonderful combination. I think that this is going to be the start of a trend where we're going to see more of these, and we're definitely going to see it at this Saturday at the Moravian Church.
Yes, you are.
Going from 9 to 2. What kind of food are you going to have down there, Brad?
We're going to have brats, burgers, nachos, sodas, chips, baked goods by the members of the congregation. And you know, you can't do better than church baked goods.
No, there is nothing better than church baked goods, period. End of discussion. Yes. I will put my mother's baked goods
there
up there just to save some my neck a little bit here. But yes, outside of that, yes. This is going to be a lot of fun, Beth. It's also going to be an opportunity for people to put back into their community.
Yeah, absolutely. We are able to use those funds to be able to keep the church going so that we can be able to do more for the community, like offer the book sale that's coming up in October, and we are still currently collecting books for that up through September 15th. We do have our bin outside. If you come outside of office hours, you can drop them in the bin, or if you happen to show up Monday through Friday 9 to 1, you can bring them into the building and we'll make sure they get to where they need to go.
When it comes to the type of books that people can donate, Beth, it's certainly what you would think of, nothing that necessarily is unreadable or magazines or that kind of thing, but otherwise, you know, pretty much it doesn't matter what type of book it is or anything.
Genres of books.
Yeah,
absolutely. We try not to get textbooks because that is such a specific group of people that are going to need those.
Yeah.
But if you have inspirational books, we take drama, we take fiction, nonfiction. We're really looking for anybody that might be willing to donate large print books because we have people that come specifically looking for that. So there's all sorts of books that you can find on hobbies, on crafts. We also take some of the media. So if you have CDs or DVDs that you're looking to get rid of, we have a lot of records that are being donated as well. So if you collect vinyl, it's a chance to come see what people are given.
Yeah, and that is one of the cooler things about this. If you know, not only to me, but to the other people I've talked to about the sale and the collection is the idea of collecting more and just expanding this, because it just means that not only can you do more, but I think for more fun for people as well.
Like, absolutely.
Being able to, you know, pick at these and get these things. And all of this is for such an amazing cause, Beth.
Yes, all of the funds that we raise at the book sale go towards scholarships for non-traditional students at Mid-State Technical College.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That is a really cool thing. And you talk about different ways that the church puts back into our community. That has got to be one of the number one ways it's done, and just very appreciated. I think that a lot of us know what it's like those early days, or even before you get accepted or to a school or something. And one of the first things you worry about is, how am I going to pay for this? How am I going to pay for that? Any bit helps.
Well, and these are specifically for those that are looking to continue their education or possibly change careers. So we're thinking of the single mother who wants to get a leg up and maybe study nursing or something beyond what they're doing so that they have a more stable and steady income. Most of the scholarships that have, or the people that have been awarded our scholarships in the last several years have been nursing students. That's not a requirement. It's not designed for the nursing program, but any student that, you know, is not coming straight out of high school and into college, but is looking to get an education, maybe they're older, maybe they, you know, maybe they're in their 80s and are now wanting to go back and just learn something new. That's who these scholarships are geared towards.
And this is something that, knowing you, I know that this is something that whatever your title was, this is something you'd be doing. You would be doing something like this. But it is certainly part of the faith, part of the Moravian Church, yes, and the message of what you guys do over
there. We believe education is from the cradle to the grave. We never stop learning. And one of the bishops of our church back in the 1600s was John Amos Comenius, who, if you took education classes and studied to be a teacher, would know is the father of modern education, because he had this bright idea to put pictures in children's books so that they could understand what the word meant.
So amazing. Yeah. Like, to think of the early days of those kind of first ideas. And you got to think also, that was one of those ideas where there was at least a couple of other people there were like, oh, why didn't I think of that? Oh, that's such a good idea. Why didn't I think of that? It's a great idea. And it really speaks to not only what you guys do over there, but how much you mean to the community doing things like that. We greatly appreciate it. I do want to remind people as well that Beth does a wonderful, beautiful service every Sunday. And whether you can catch that at the church itself and make them over there right across from 3rd Avenue and the Centralia Center.
Yep.
You can find them. You can't miss the building. but also, you can catch it on YouTube. Go to YouTube, do yourself a favor, and type into your search bar, Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church. Subscribe to the page, and you can check those out along with other videos.
And we have our services these last couple of weeks of summer at 9:30. The week after Labor Day, I believe that's September 7th or 8th.
Yeah.
Your calendar's not up to the right month,
No,
James.
It's not. No.
I think it's the 7th.
It is, yes.
September 7th, we switch back to 10:15. Okay. So if you're looking for us live on YouTube, it'll be just after 9:30 until September 7th. On September 7th, it'll be just after 10:15.
Excellent. Good.
And if you happen to miss it while we're going live, we keep it on our channel so that you can go back and check it throughout the week.
And as one of our first conversations, Beth told me, it is everybody, come one, come all.
Right. Everyone is welcome.
Yeah. Beth, one more time, want to remind everybody the Brat Fry and Rummage Sale happening this Saturday, 9 to 2 at the Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church. Come by, get some food, bring your appetite.
Yes.
Bring your appetite.
And bring some cash so you can come take some things home with you.
Yeah, absolutely. It is a rummage sale. I don't want to forget that part of it. Again, just one of the most Wisconsin ideas I've ever heard of. It is so awesome. Brat Fry and Rummage Sale. We got to have more of those. And we're going to have one this Saturday. Again, meet us over at the Moravian Church from 9 to 2 for that wonderful event. Beth, thank you for hanging out with us.
Hey, thanks for the invitation.
We'll have some more fun coming up. We got another voice, another kid's voice coming up, everybody. We're looking forward to that. And much, much more here at WFHR, WIRI's Parking Lot Party.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
Some researchers have explored the impact of melatonin-enriched milk on sleep because it comes from cows milked at night.
Ooh.
Night milk has been shown to improve symptoms of insomnia in some people.
Night milk. Yeah. We should try some night milk.
Night milk. Yeah.
I would love to actually talk to somebody who actually does this. If this is like a new avenue for milk growers.
How about that?
Producers, I should say.
Yep.
Milk doesn't grow on trees. I learned that when I was 20.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on locally grown radio.
Pat Kreitlow.
Thursday morning, we'll have Joe Zepecki with news analysis and our Women Win Wisconsin visit, powered by our friends at Motherhood for Good.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow, weekday mornings starting at 6.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Showers and thunderstorms tonight and tomorrow. Low tonight in the mid-60s. High tomorrow, mid-70s. A stray storm and partly sunny Friday. High low 70s. The weekend looks nice with sunshine, a high around 80 on Saturday, low 80s for Sunday. It's 82 right now.
Welcome back, everybody. It is WFHR, WIRI's Parking Lot Party. We're here live and direct with you, having some fun, bringing on not only some of our great local people here, but having waving to everybody out there while we're on the air, but we're also bringing on some of our local nonprofits and some of our local others, the local people with us, to highlight some different things going on in our area. We've already been joined by our VFW, my Moravian Church, and right now some of our favorite people, the Wood County Health Department. We have Penny Sharp with us right now. And Penny, it has been too long. It's so good to see you.
It's really good to see you too.
Thank you so much for being here. And I know it's been a while. You can get right onto the mic, Penny. There you go. Thank you for that. Because I want to make sure everybody can hear you right here. Penny, thank you very much for joining us. We're going to talk a little bit about working with immunizations right now and that.
Yep. One of the things we're doing right now is really pushing the back to school, the child routine immunizations. You know, state requires that kids have certain vaccines, and if they haven't been to see a doctor lately, they kind of need to get going, and it's a good time for them to go this summer.
Yeah, this is one of those things that we do as by being a part of a society. You know, it is not just about one individual; it's about all of us. And it's really cool for kids to be able to learn that early on. I know that was something that my mom made sure that we weren't just because I think this is something. And look, not to put anything extra on parents' plates here or anything like that. Parents got a lot on their plates, but this is the job of being a parent. And one of the things you're able to do with not only getting your kid all good to go for the school year and immunized, but also teaching them here that, hey, this is what it is to be a part of a society. This is what we do. We do things for not just ourselves and for us to be okay, but for our others and strangers and family members and that.
Yeah, there's been some outbreaks of measles in the United States. And, you know, for a while, measles was pretty much gone. And it's back. I think we've only seen one case of measles in Wisconsin. There may have been another one, but you know, if people aren't getting, you know, vaccinated, that's when it starts to spread and it comes back.
Yeah, that's the thing about these. These diseases are relentless. These viruses are relentless, and they have no. To be blunt, they don't care about your beliefs. They're not going to stop and be like, well, this person's standing on their principles. I'm not going to mess with them. No, they're going to still come at you. They're going to come at all of us. And this is one of the things, again, that we do, not only to protect ourselves and our loved ones, but to help each other out, to be there for each other. That's the way this world works. Nobody gets through life on their own. It's a part of what we do as a society. It's also something I think that's not only a good life lesson for kids, but a nice reminder for us as adults that everyone, and I'm not above this or anything, anybody. I'm saying it because I learned it myself. It's one of those things as a good reminder to, you know, not only what it is to be a part of a society, but also to keep up on our own immunizations.
Right.
Penny, was there something else? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off there.
Yeah. The other thing we're pushing is, you know, it's getting to be fall and seasonal respiratory illnesses are, you know, coming. So just trying to get the word out about flu vaccines, the COVID-19, the RSV vaccinations. There's a number of clinics and pharmacies that are going to be carrying some of the vaccines. They haven't brought out the COVID-24-25 vaccine yet. That'll be coming sometime this fall. And the flu vaccine, it should be rolling out you know, within the next couple of weeks.
I don't, Penny, I expect as busy as the health department is, you guys don't have a whole lot of free time. But one of the things that I've done, I would say even it was probably a couple of years before the pandemic, but especially since then, I can't help but dive into these rabbit holes of these virus hunters. These people that go around the world looking for ways to cure things that may have not even happened yet, you know, just trying to get ahead of this stuff. We've got researchers, scientists out there that have dedicated their lives, some of them 40, 50 years, decades into finding cures for the flu, for measles, for COVID, for all of these things. These people work so hard on this stuff. And then it gets down to you and the team at the Wood County Health Department and health departments around our country that just to go out there and do things like this to inform our community. It feels like the least we can do is get the shot. Like, that's all we got to do.
Right.
And certainly encourage people to, hey, if you have questions, ask. Ask questions. That's how we find things out. That's how we learn. I'm not going to begrudge anybody that questions something. But once you get the answers from legitimate sources, get the shot and help out the rest of society, and let's give a little bit less work to our health departments.
Right. You know, one of the questions or concerns from people is, why do we have to get this every year? I've had the flu shot, you know, last 5 years. Why do I need to get it again? You know, same with COVID. You know, I've had it. I've had the booster. But the viruses, they just morph. They just keep changing, and so we have to keep up with, you know, keeping up with what is the strain of the day.
Guess what happens if Matt LaFleur goes out there with the Packers offense and does the same thing that he did, like, his first game? Like, and just keeps doing that. The defense is going to eat them alive. They're going to eat them alive. You never score a point, never score a yard, never get a first down, anything like that. These viruses are way smarter than any football coach or any of us or anything like that. They are so adaptable. Yeah. But one thing that we have in our favor, human spirit. The human spirit is one of the strongest, most adaptable things in the universe, and we are able to counter these things. We're able to catch up with these things to the point where these vaccines work and help. Oftentimes, when it comes to getting it every year, it's because of the adjustments they make and stuff. So it's a great point to make. I appreciate that, Penny. Anything else you wanted to touch on?
Not really.
Okay. Wanted to make sure we covered everything. Good. So once again, to the parents out there, make sure the kids are all checked out and ready to go and have all the things they need to start the school year. I want to remind them of that. And certainly for getting ready for flu season and this, keeping an eye on stuff, we'll certainly keep the audience aware of when those shots come in and everything. Okay. Penny, if people have follow-up questions, they want to know more from the Wood County Health Department or have any follow-up questions or anything like that, where can they go?
They can look at the Wood County Health Department website. It's Wood County... woodcowi.gov.
Nicely done, Penny. I was pulling it up to read it for you. Oh, you got it right there. woodcountywi.gov, woodcountywi.gov. You can check that out.
And the phone number, 715-421-8911. It's on the website. We're there to answer questions. Anything you have, we're there.
Please reach out to them. And Penny, please say hi to everybody over there at the department for us. Really appreciate you guys. And so good to catch up with you. It was really nice to see you. Thanks
good
for stopping
you
by.
You too. Thank you.
We'll talk again real soon.
Okay.
You take care. We will get one more break in before we wrap up the first hour here of our WFHR WIRI parking lot party.
You're at the game with your girl, and you're going to pop the question. So you take a big swig of overpriced liquid courage. You pull the ring out of your pocket, get down on one knee, and then she says,
I need to go to the bathroom.
And you realize the whole stadium is watching. Proposing on a Jumbotron? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells? Better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
I'm Pamela Hilke. Our WFHR and WIRI party is going on right now. Join us on the roundabout on 2nd Avenue South, Wisconsin Rapids, for food, fun, and more.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, I'll be joined by one of the most reasonable men in Wisconsin politics,
Tom Paulsiewicz. We'll talk about Tim Walz, inflation. We'll talk about it all. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
It'd be great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Showers and thunderstorms tonight and tomorrow. Low tonight in the mid-60s. High tomorrow, mid-70s. A stray storm and partly sunny Friday. High low 70s. The weekend looks nice with sunshine, a high around 80 on Saturday, low 80s for Sunday. It's 82 right now.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the WFHR, WIRI Parking Lot Party, our live remote. We're here live on the air. We will be for another hour, and the party's going for another hour, everybody. Stop on by. We're here till 6. We got some food down here from our good friends over at El Taco Social Food Truck. Come on by and bring your appetite, have some fun, maybe get the kids recorded with Melissa, all kinds of fun things. Check out our friends at Edge VR as well while we're at it. And certainly stop by and talk to our friends at the Wood County Health Department. You get a chance. We are going to do that right now. We have our great friend, Lori Peterson, with us. Lori, it is always good to see you.
Hi, James. How are you today?
Doing good. How have you been?
I'm wonderful. Enjoying this day today. It's just fantastic.
We want to send, I should have done this to start off the show. We want to send a big shout out to Mother Nature.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Mother Nature, for working with us today.
Absolutely.
We appreciate it.
Yeah.
You guys have been here really since noon, right?
Right. We got here at noon. We set up, enjoying the sunshine and the wind that picked up.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful day.
I really, really appreciate you guys being here. And what we're here to talk about right now, Lori, is parents as teachers.
Mm-hmm.
And I love this subject already.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking forward to hearing more about this.
Great. It is called Parents as Teachers, like you said. We are through the Wood County Health Department. We serve pregnant families up until the child is 3 to 5 years old. We do a variety of things with the families. We make sure that the family, the pregnant mother, has all the information she needs or has to have a healthy pregnancy and healthy birth. After that, we talk and educate the families about parenting skills, safe parenting, safe sleep, things like that, have to make sure that child is safe in the home. We also talk and do developmental screenings, so we know the child is hitting their milestones. If we do see a delay somewhere, we can either work with a parent to get that child caught up and get their milestones met. If we see that it's something that we cannot work on, we refer them to a different program, which could be either Birth to Three, sometimes a Head Start program, and then we can work alongside them and make sure there's a good outcome for the child.
It takes a village.
It does.
And when it comes to... when I think about when I first found out, my ex-wife told me that, oh, we're pregnant. Mm-hmm. And I think about the things that ran through my brain. Mm-hmm. And the amount of stuff that I thought, for a couple seconds there, of course, you're just amazed and excited and happy and everything. Mm-hmm. Those are your first gut instincts. And maybe it's the first night when you're sitting there thinking about it, or it's soon after you start thinking about, well, wait a minute, how do I do this? Or how do I do this? Or wait a minute, what about that? And I didn't even know about this. Wait, this is a thing?
Right.
There are so many questions. And certainly we have, if you're fortunate, you have a support system, you have parents, have friends or different people you can go to. Mm-hmm. But I've never heard a parent say, oh, I have too many resources. Oh. I have too many people I can lean on.
No.
It's so wonderful to have a program like this to be one more asset, one more thing for parents and really for our community.
Right.
This is wonderful for parents and in the immediate future. Mm-hmm. But it's also something for an investment in our future.
Exactly, exactly. You know, as you were saying, when you're pregnant and having babies, they don't come with handbooks.
No.
None of us really know what to do. So to have somebody walk alongside you and guide you and say, yeah, you're doing a great job, good for you. Or if you've got somebody to walk beside you and saying, well, that's great, but mm-hmm. maybe you could try it this way. Maybe this would work out better. So we can give you that advice and like I said, have a better outcome. And when you talk about the community, we make sure those kids are prepared for school. So when they get to kindergarten, they have those tools to start school and be successful. So we have successful graduates in senior high.
You know, and Lori, another thing that I was thinking about too, my kids are all in their mid-20s by now, early 20s, mid-20s mm-hmm. and everything. My oldest just found out she's pregnant while ago. So I'm just so excited. I'm so excited. I can't wait. I'm so excited that I'm looking for ways to shoehorn it into conversations.
Yes.
But when it comes to when she told me this news, again, same kind of feeling I had when I found out she was coming. The excitement, the joy, all of that. And then I thought that I knew fear before with having a child.
Mm-hmm.
When your child has one, that is a whole different ballgame.
Yes.
And you immediately have all those same questions go through your head.
Yes.
But one of the things that was different for me was realizing, well, the game has changed.
Yeah.
I mean, when I was a parent, and this is just going 20 years ago,
mm-hmm.
it's almost a light year difference to now.
Right.
And I think that's something that we get lost in the shuffle as parents sometimes,
mm-hmm.
is, well, things change, things adapt, different programs come around, or different things that can assist parents happen.
Mm-hmm.
And that is another key that I think is really a beautiful part of this,
mm-hmm.
is you guys are up to date on more of these things than I think your average person would be.
Right.
That's not a fault to the average person. It's just something that is a credit to you guys.
Exactly.
And the Wood County Health Department and other organizations like this.
Right. And we do the training. We're all certified parent educators, so we have that training, ongoing training. We all have nursing background, so we have that part of it to help out the parent. We are up to date on a lot of information where if you don't have those resources, you may not know these things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, different foods that are out there, different formulas that are out there. Some parents aren't sure how to breastfeed. It's not natural for everybody.
Yeah.
We can guide them with that and make sure that they are successful in whatever they choose.
Yeah. You know, you also mentioned a key word, I think, to this conversation, Lori, in support.
Mm-hmm.
And there, again, is never going to be a parent that can have too much support.
Right.
There are days where it's just, I just need to breathe.
Yeah.
Can I just breathe?
Yeah.
I don't have any questions. I just need somewhere to breathe right
yes.
now. And,
yes.
and that kind of thing is just as vital as any questions that they might have.
Mm-hmm.
And being able to offer that. Again, one more program, one more thing to be able to offer kids
right.
and families.
Right.
It's incredibly cool to be mm-hmm. able to do that.
And that's mm-hmm. part of the program, too, is we want to make sure the family is good, the family well-being. You know the old saying, if mom's not happy, nobody's happy.
Yeah, yeah.
We want to make sure the whole family's happy. So we have a successful family. Yeah. So we do talk about a lot of different things, recreation, education. Do the parents want to get a job? Is it as easy as getting a GED? So we work as a family as a whole, and not just that baby or pregnant mama. We work on everything.
Which is all connected. Yes. And it's such a great approach to this, I think, too. Mm-hmm. You know, Lori, one other thing that I wanted to mention, too, is again, as things adapt and change, the planning for the baby, the birth, the coming home, those are two key things that I think are a really a cool part of this program as well.
Correct. We make sure that the families have their car seats to take the baby home in. The health department will supply you with a car seat and will teach you how to put it in your car safely. We also supply pack and plays. We do ask for a small donation, but we'll give you education on safe sleep. Make sure that you know how to set it up and take it down. So we do supply some of those resources. And then if you do need other things, we can get you in the right direction, such as the Hannah Center, which is a great resource, and other directions that we can refer you to.
Lori, I love this program. When will you be creating one for grandpas or soon to be grandpas or papas?
Oh.
We'll have to get that going.
Yes,
we'll have to,
grandparents.
I need all
yeah.
the help I could get.
Yes, yes.
This kid is not even born yet, and it's already running laps around me, Lori. It's already looking forward.
You are going to love being a grandparent.
Cannot wait.
You are going to love it.
Cannot wait. And greatly appreciate you joining us today. Yeah, thank you so much for this, Lori.
Thank you.
If people have follow-up questions, would like to know more, is there somewhere we can direct them?
You can go to the Wood County Health Department website. I believe Penny gave you that.
Yeah.
And there's certain sections in there that you can click on. It will get you to the Parents as Teacher Program website if you want to apply and fill out an application. You're more than